When hiring guards for the jail, what key criteria will you use?
I think when you hire a guard at the jail, they should have certain education. It's very important, and we go through a training each year at the jail. It's 16 hours, and maybe a physical is required sometimes. I mean, that would help. We don't want people to over exaggerate the situations at the jail. We went through a lot of people at the jail, and we have a big turnover, but the jail is very important and trying to figure out who is educated or require meet the requirements needed.
Mr. Kelsey?
I feel hiring employees at the detention center needs to do a complete full background check, check through, you know, the records throughout their past. I think all employees need to be started off on a probation period, because the detention center, actually just anybody cannot work in a detention center. I mean, it takes kind of a special person, you know, to get along with the inmates. And I just feel that a background check and things of that nature would be a big plus in a detention center.
Mr. Morehouse.
As stated, I would look at the KSAs that be required to be hired as a guard within the facility. I would add those in as points of reference that would be required for the hiring criteria. I would look in there for moral and ethical personnel that have some good character background, good morals, and that they believe in, you know, what they do in this, inside the facility. I would look at veterans. I would look at the education they have and see where their qualifications fall within the running the detention facility.
Your turn, Mr. Stevens.
In addition to the training by the Department of Corrections, I would like to cross-train my deputies to perform all jobs within the jail in case of emergency. And I would also like them to be trained in the policy and procedures manual. Also, that's a very important thing in the jail.
Mr. Coldiron.
As far as hiring new employees, as I said, I'd like to set a new standard criteria. I believe it's, in my opinion, it's in need of some change right now. I don't think hiring the good old boy system is affecting more. I think we need to get maybe possibly the judge, maybe possibly the fiscal court, maybe to sit in on the hiring process. And doing this, I do say that we need to do background checks on everybody we're going to hire to check their past. Also, I believe that you do need to check their education, see how far they've come in school, what they've completed. Physical ability, as someone said, not just anyone can work the facility. It takes a special type of person to work there and deal with these inmates.
Our third question, and Mr. Kelsey will open this round of questioning up, answers. The Rowland County Jail's budget is approaching $2 million a year. What measures will you put into place to contain expenses?
Well, I think on the jail budget, I mean, it is set between the jailer and the treasurer every year. As far as the budget, I think a person just needs to just kind of watch, I mean, what he does. I know there's a lot of expense at the jail, but the main thing is to get the revenue coming into jail that needs to be brought into the jail. As far as the budget goes, I will work closely with the budget, and I will, you know, just use common sense about it. And I know that I can do it. I know that I can manage the budget that's required at the jail.
Mr. Morehouse.
In maintaining a budget, you must first have to be in there to be able to process and forecast out what monies you're going to need to be able to run your facility. I'm sure Mr. Hall, that's in there running now, has a pretty tight budget, and he's probably went through and has several processes in place to ensure that there's adequate money coming in and adequate money going out. And I would like to think that whatever we go in and do, we'd be like looking at the streamlined, what the current processes are in place, and then we would go from there on a budget. But a budget would have to be reviewed upon being in the office that you're setting into place. Once you're in office, then you can go through and review what your budget would need, what you need for a budget for the next year. And sitting here and saying what I would do right now, I don't think we really understand until we're sitting in Mr. Hall's seat and we're out there looking at what we need to do for the next upcoming year.
Mr. Stevens?
The main goal was to generate the income from like state and out-of-county prisoners. Once you generate enough income, you can have a self-sustaining budget, and I feel that I can do that.
Mr. Coldiron?
As was brought up, the statute states that the budget will be prepared by the jailer, the new county judge, which will have a new county judge, and the county treasurer will be prepared by them. After that, it's up to the fiscal court to approve that budget. With that being said, this jail is going to have to obviously bring in revenue. We're going to have a 300-bed facility, 200 beds, which will be rented out per se, 100 bed to others, to surrounding county inmates, 100 bed to state inmates. I've talked to jailer Don Hall, and it's a fact if it's ran properly and the jail is kept full, the revenue will pay for around counties per se. Anything that's not, if it doesn't totally pay for anything under $1 million, will still be a plus to Round County's budget.
Mr. Fultz?
The budget is prepared by the jailer and the physical court. As it is now, we're shipping all of our state inmates out due to overcrowding. The new jail would bring revenue back in and be a less budget, maybe even pay some profit.
We move now to question number four. Mr. Morehouse will get the first answer here. As we know, the county is in the process and planning to build a new 300-bed detention center. What things will you do as jailer to ensure the safety of the surrounding public?
I think to ensure the safety of the surrounding public from a jail is, if the jail, once it's built, it's going to be per the architectural designs that's required for a facility. And we ensure that our inmates or our correctional officers are trained properly and maintain the processes and the programs in place. And that should ensure that there's no danger to the public outside of the jail itself.
Mr. Stevens.
The number of staff would have a lot to play in that role. You know, if you're understaffed, you have more trouble, but if it's feasible and have proper staffing, you can run and operate a safe facility.
Mr. Goldmeyer?
I believe to keep the community safe, first of all, my goal would be I would travel around, I would get with the judge, I would travel around, look at other facilities to see what they do to ensure proper safety in their jails. That being said, I think the infrastructure of the building is a plus. Staffing, obviously, you need enough staff there to watch the inmates and training the staff on what to do.
Mr. Fultz?
I believe the training of your staff would be a big plus, and plus there will be more staff at the new facility. And the new jails are built to withstand that many inmates, and your staff would play a huge part in that. Well trained.
Sorry. Mr. Kelsey?
The staff is the main thing, you know, for the safety of the community. The new jail, I mean, it ain't question about the new jail that if it's coming, it's a question of, you know, when it's here. I feel that the jail needs to be built close to the courthouse because they are a lot of transportation, you know, back and forth. And that's also one thing that that will, about the safety, that worries me, you know, because they will be a lot of transportation, you know, back and to, you know, from court. But the main thing on that is having a good staff to take care of for the safety of the community.
We'll now move to question number five, and Mr. Stevens will get the first answer here. For this new facility, what should the proper ratio of guards to prisoners be in your mind?
That would be something that the Department of Corrections would set guidelines by. I wouldn't be sure until I looked into it. I really wouldn't have an answer for that.
Mr. Coldiron?
I believe that we'll have to wait to see when the detention center is built. Every detention center is built different, has different needs. Also, that's going to depend on how much staffing you'll need to take care of inmate staffing to do stuff around the jail. So I believe to be correctly, to put that, I think we'll just have to wait until the jail is built and designed, and the Department of Corrections will also have a choice in how many staff members should be hired.
Mr. Foltz.
At the jail now, we have four guards per 100 inmates. So if it's 300-bed jail, there should be 12 per shift. And I'd say the Department of Correction would have a big say over if that's enough or not enough.
Mr. Kelson.
As of right now, they are 28 employees at the Round County Detention Center, not counting the jailer, and that's, you know, 100-plus inmates. That is something that has to be brought up through the fiscal court. I mean, when you hire staff down there, they have to okay the salary, you know, the budget for them. The Department of Corrections will play a big role in that. So with the 300-bed facility, you know, it's going to be the staff that's there now, and plus probably that much more. So I think the Department of Corrections will get with the new jailer and go over that. And that's something that will be brought up in the physical court also.
And Mr. Morehouse.
I do believe that that would be a floating number that would go up and down and fluctuate as we go in to start looking to develop and build the new facility. The new facility could probably, whether or not we have technical advantages inside of the new facility that could reduce the number of guards needed by using cameras and closed circuit television, and the Department of Corrections would have to tell us how our jail has been built or give us some guidelines before we build our jail so we can set those numbers and those put those products in place to reduce or increase the number of new hires we would need for the jail. I would also think that if we have those numbers and we have the new facility and we have what technological advances that we have in that facility, that then the Department of Corrections should come back and help us with guidelines on the number of staff we need per inmate.
We now move to question number six, and it's Mr. Coldiron's turn to lead off. Since the located some distance from the Rowan County Judicial Center, what role will you take as jailer in the security of those inmates that will have to be transported to the Judicial Center?
Chuck, I believe that kind of pertains to the last question. As far as transporting inmates, the Sheriff's Department transports inmates to and from the jail for court. Really has nothing to do with me, but correct protocol will be followed as Don Hall's got one now in place, what to do with the inmates, how to get them ready and prepped for court. But as far as transportation, that'll be up to the Sheriff's Department.
Mr. Foltz.
The Sheriff's Department does transport the inmates to and from court. That's something I would look into if we get a 300-bed jail, doing that in-house. Have our own deputies trained in that situation, taking them to court, bringing them back.
Mr. Kelsey, your turn.
The Sheriff's Department does transport, you know, to and from court. That's something that I would look in also. I mean, if they are just one deputy sheriff, you know, transporting several inmates, I think that they would need something, even if it's a deputy jailer, to go along with them. Just for the safety, that would be a big plus. But if the new jail is far enough away from the courthouse to where it would cost a lot, you know, to transport, you know, I agree with Dave, you know, it might be something good to where they can get cameras and stuff set up in the new facility to where they can have court right at the jail and not have to do the transportation.
Mr. Morehouse?
I do believe that the closed circuit television for the court's the way to go. It's what they do in Lexington. I wouldn't recommend anything less than whether it's right behind the judicial center or it's over on 519 or wherever the sites are, that we do closed circuit television. And that way we've eliminated the number of personnel we have to have driving back and forth and transporting the inmates. And I would also say that I would also let the sheriff maintain that responsibility. I do believe in the KRS, as that is his role, and that would fall under his budget, not under mine.
Mr. Stevens?
I would agree with the closed circuit hearings. And like I say, you'd need to, the safety would, and the concern of the jail would be inside getting the inmates ready for court appearances or whatever, and then the sheriff's duty would be to transport them.
We'll now move to question number 7, and Mr. Foltz will have the first response here. For those involved with drugs or drug crimes are now making up the bulk of the Rowan Jail's inmates. Will you as jailer attempt to implement drug treatment programs? Why or why not?
Yes, I would. I think the more substance abuse programs you have in your jails to give a inmate a new leaf to turn over is, and continuing the programs we have in progress right now. We have several in our jail now of substance abuse programs. And but the SAP program would probably be a big factor in the new jail. And I think that's like 85% turnover on them. So, yes, I would.
Mr. Kelsey?
About 87% of the people that's incarcerated right now is in there on drug charges or drug-related charges. With the new facility coming, I feel that a section of the jail should be opened for a SAP program. I have been in contact with the Department of Corrections, and that is absolutely, they said that would absolutely be great to do a substance abuse program in the new detention center. And also, that is something that is funded by the Department of Corrections. I mean, it will not cost the taxpayers of this county not one dime to bring the substance abuse program there. And like I say, it don't cost the taxpayers nothing. And then if it will, if you can turn anybody's life around, I mean, it would be worth everything.
Mr. Morehouse.
First of all, I would maintain a safe and healthy correctional facility, or facility that we have right now currently. I would make sure we maintain drug-free as it is right now, and I would go forward with that. And I would also bring in other organizations like AA, NA, things that are nonprofit that can come in and host and facilitate meetings at night to help start the process of these people who have these infractions and moving forward and leaving and going out and not becoming a revolving door and moving in and out. I also believe that we need to work with the programs within the school system and start from the grassroots side as well and start teaching our young kids that drugs are bad, and maybe look even into like a scared straight kind of program where we bring them back into the facility and let younger kids in high school and middle school know what it's like to be in there. But I do absolutely support having some kind of a rehabilitation program within the facility itself to assist them.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes, I'm for all types of self-help programs. I would also like to start one with the school board's approval for the middle school and high school age students at no cost to the county, be my cost, and to learn them what goes on in the jail and the disadvantages of drug use and criminal activity.
Mr. Colvin.
I deal with drugs and the drug epidemic on a weekly basis here in town. It's sad what it's done to this community. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. It's affected everybody. Everybody in this room has probably been affected by the drug epidemic. I have a lot of concerns and care about people who have the drug problem. I would, too, obviously, would want to start a SAP program. As my understanding, the state will actually pay more towards their inmates if you do have that program. Everybody that comes in the detention center is not bad people. Like I said, I deal with these people on a daily basis. I get to know them. I talk to them. They're no different than me and you. They just made a mistake, all right? They need to be showed some compassion and care. Even if it's, I would like to implement all these programs, but even if not that, I just want to be an ear for somebody to talk to. A lot of times just talking to somebody goes a long way.
Time for question number 8, and Mr. Kelsey will have the first response here. In your mind, is a jail a place for rehabilitation or punishment? Please explain.
I think the jail, is a place that can help people if they are willing to get help. And if I am elected jailer, I will do everything in my power to offer these programs, to help people. But, there's some people that can't be helped, that don't want no help. But I feel that If inmate is willing to help herself, that I will have things in the facility to help them if they're interested in helping themselves. Absolutely.
Mr. Morehouse?
I'm 100% committed to assisting them and helping them out if they want to have help. If they do not want to have help, you can't force help upon some people. I understand that, you know, this is from the community. These are our loved ones in there, and, you know, it's close to home for all of us. But I also do not believe that jail should become a place that is a hot place to be in the winter and a cool place to be in the summer, and we get in there and you know, don't have any kind of requirement to come back or to do while you're in there. So therefore, I feel like we'll offer the help that they that we can give them, but also I feel like that there should be some kind of extracurricular stuff that goes on inside the jail to make sure that it's not just a place to sit around and watch cable, drink coffee, and that they're going to have some, it shouldn't be a fun place to be, so they're going to have to give back something.
Mr. Stevens.
The inmates are sentenced to jail for punishment. I believe if they want help, to offer them help.
Mr. Kollmeyer?
You care to repeat that question?
Sure. In your mind, is a jail a place for rehabilitation or punishment? Please explain.
I think it's both. I think you have to start somewhere. A lot of these people have to hit rock bottom. I believe that at jail, you know, once somebody goes to jail and they sit there a week, 2 weeks, a month, you know, until they get their bearings back, their mental side, where they can think about what they've done and the people they've affected, then I think it's that time when you can get them into rehab, once they've made a choice if they want to do right or do wrong. I believe rehab works if you want it to work. A lot of people do it just to get out of jail, okay? You need to have the mindset that it's going to work and you need help. As I said, I truly care about the community. I care about the people in the jail. If given the chance, I'll be compassionate and I'll be caring toward the inmates within the facility on every need that they have.
And Mr. Fultz?
I think once they're sentenced to jail, offering them rehabs or substance abuse programs is important, but I also feel that that's not a place they want to come back to.
We now move to question number 9. Mr. Stevens will have the first response this time. Do you favor work release programs for prisoners, and how should they best be operated?
Work release, we had that when I worked there. It works out at times, and for certain inmates, it's not for all. Depends on how they're supervised. Like the trash pickup program, that's good for the roadside trash pickup. But as far as them going out on their own and then returning back to jail on a daily basis, it's got its ins and outs.
Mr. Goldern?
I believe that work release is important to the community. With that being said, all attention tonight's brought on the new jail, okay? You as well as everybody in this room know we're probably two, three years away from the new facility. I've checked the numbers. I've checked with the current jailer. For a state inmate to get out to go work, they got to be classified as a Class D inmate. What's happening, you have to be sentenced and classified, all right, to get out to work. By the time they're given sentenced and classified here, they're already shipped to Western Kentucky to another prison because this one is so full. I would like to work inmates, but it's just not feasible right now. There's not enough inmates in the county jail to work. Wouldn't make enough sense to hire an employee and pay them $30,000 when you have nobody to work. They'd be sitting around and nothing to do.
Mr. Fultz?
Yes, I believe working the inmates is important. And like you said, they're getting shipped out right now. With the new jail coming, that will keep inmates here, and the roadside cleanup and the abandoned cemeteries, and families won't have to travel. Keeping inmates here so families don't have to travel to faraway counties to visit and stuff like that. So yes, I think that would be good.
Mr. Kelsey?
I think the work release program is an absolute must. I am currently employed by the Round County Fiscal Court, right now the road department. I travel these county roads every day. The trash is horrible in this county. At one time when we had the roadside cleanup crews going, Round County was absolutely the cleanest county around. And now they don't do the work programs no more. I think it would help the communities. I know that there's not no state inmates here in the county now, but when I worked there before, when we didn't have state inmates, we went through the judge and got it okayed, and we worked the county inmates that's in the facility. As far as paying somebody, the money that pay the guard to take them out is a grant through the community, I mean through the fiscal court by the state, and it can be done.
And Mr. Morehouse.
I agree wholeheartedly with the work release program or the roadside cleanup program, whichever one it is. I feel that, like I said before, it shouldn't be that the inmates come in and sit there in place. As far as the criteria or the regulations to get them out and working, I'm sure that there is current SOPs within the facility itself, and there's directives through the KRSs in the state on who can and who cannot. But I 100% believe that they need to be doing something to during the day besides sitting in the jail. So whatever that process is, I'm sure that it's a good one, and we need to keep going with the roadside cleanups if we can.
Our 10th and final question, and we'll start with Mr. Coldiron. Why are you the best candidate for the job of Rowan County Jailer?
I want to step back here on this last question, first of all. The Rowan County Detention Center has not got rid of the inmate working program outside. As I said, there's not enough inmates there classified to go out and work. You can work misdemeanor people, as Mr. Kelsey said. I think the last time I checked, though, there are only two or three people in there with misdemeanors that were able to get out and work. So, again, it's not feasible. As far as being qualified, I think my experience in law enforcement, it always brought me a long way. I've met a lot of county officials through my job, deal with judges, county attorney, everybody on that end of the spectrum. I believe with the background I have in that, being inside and out of the jail, I could do this community good. Like I said, I know I'm a little nervous up here, but I really and truly care about the community and people's loved ones here. And that'll be my job to take care of them as an inmate in Round County Detention Center.
Mr. Fultz?
I believe my experience over 12 years at the Round County Detention Center, I've worked closely with Don Hall on several situations we've had at the jail. I've worked with him on the budget several occasions. Experience means a whole lot, I think. And I've been there for over 12 years. I think it matters.
Mr. Kelsey.
I feel that I'm the best qualified candidate for the job. I mean, I have got, like I say, 5 years experience working at the detention center. I know about classifying the inmates, and I feel that this is a must to get these road crews and stuff back out. I mean, I will work hard for that. I've listened to the concerns of the citizens around county, and I will start working immediately on the things that I tell them that I will do. I'm just an honest, hardworking person, and I will work for the citizens around county, and I will prove myself. I will show them the changes that I feel that I can make will benefit the community of Round County.
Mr. Morehouse.
I believe in Round County. I left here 25 years ago to go defend our country in the Marine Corps. And then whenever I retired out 21 years later, I came back to the county that I feel so dearly to. All of my qualifications while I was in the military, of all the Marines that I led, the budgets I forecasted, the budgets I managed, garrison and in combat, that I feel that this makes me the best qualified for this job. I've managed a lot of personnel, and I've managed a lot of budgets, and I did it all frugally, just like it was taxpayers' dollars, and it is, and it was my taxpayers' dollars, and I feel that I would be the best candidate for the Round County Detention Center.
Mr. Stevens.
I feel I'm very qualified to be jailer. I'm a caring person. I care about the people. I'm the only candidate that pledged to give part of his income back to the people. mainly the less fortunate, the children. Thank you very much.
And those are your candidates for Rowan County Jailer. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll hear from our candidates for County Sheriff.